Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday evening, July 25th, and the weekend. I'm Tyrone Johnson. This time, household staples evoke happy hour and new breakfast foods to grab on the go. Product makers are trying to make the most mundane task have a happy buzz to them.
Fragrances have been used for a long time to make everyday products more pleasant, but usually they smell more like a pine forest or a lemon grove or a flower garden. But now they're really going for happy hour.
That was Wall Street Journal's Ellen Byron. Fragrance experts say that our sense of smell can be connected to our memories.
Just the smell of a cocktail can remind people of a tropical vacation, even if they've never been on one. And that's kind of a powerful combination.
The popularity of these cocktail-inspired fragrances has made companies like Yankee Candle, Paul Mitchell, and Method add products.
Lime and sea salt, which really smells like margarita-flavored dish soap and all-purpose cleaner, which is sold by Method. It was introduced for a limited time a few years ago. It sold so well that it's now a permanent part of their lineup.
Fast food companies and cereal makers are trying to change the morning eating habits of Americans.
That's a hard thing to do. For the most part, Americans still largely eat breakfast at home and follow fairly rigid morning routines as compared to the rest of the day. It's a time of day when most people are really pressed for time.
That was the Wall Street Journal's Julie Jargon. Offering breakfast has gone better for some fast food chains than others.
Wendy's recently pulled out of trying to introduce breakfast nationally. Just didn't turn out to be profitable for them in enough markets. Taco Bell in March launched breakfast, and they said that they're already making money.
Cereal companies are trying to appeal to customers who want high-protein, low-carb breakfast.
General Mills recently came out with a protein Cheerios that's higher in protein than the original. And the cereal companies are also trying to remind consumers that cereal can be a high-protein breakfast when milk is added.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips from WSJ.com. I'm Tyrone Johnson at the Wall Street Journal.